Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome to the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. Firstly, I want to apologize for this husky voice that you're hearing today. I finally got COVID. Yep, it finally hit me. And my voice went funny. I also can't talk properly, which is a bit of a problem when recording a podcast, but that's beside the point. It also didn't help that I became a hermit and didn't talk to people for a few days. Also, that's why there wasn't a new episode last week, because I literally couldn't talk. Although I'm negative, I feel so tired and demotivated. Even preparing for this show today, I could feel my eyes closing every so often despite having a lie-in today. So hoping that all the vitamins and minerals I'm putting in me will help. But if you have any cures, I would love to hear them. See, I can't even talk properly. Any cures? Tell me what you have. Let me know. So feeling lethargic is not something new for many people, especially in the last 2 years, and it's been hard for people to get out of their funk and to be normal again. Unfortunately for my family and I, we decided to get out of our funk and go on holiday, and then we got COVID. So yeah, that's not a good motivator, but we need to get out of the funk. We need to move forward. Otherwise, you gain pounds, sit on the couch, and watch lots of TV, which is not great right now. On a side note, I lost 5 kilos since the holiday and COVID. So happy days. So I need to do more of this. I need to lose more weight. So if you're feeling lethargic for other reasons or for the same reasons, whether mentally or physically, I wanted to share some tips today to help you get out of the funk or to try to motivate you to get out of the funk. So my first tip is to create a new routine. So it doesn't have to be for your whole life. It doesn't have to be massive and you don't have to broadcast it on social media, but create a new routine for certain aspects, such as, you know, drinking warm water first thing in the morning. That's what the Japanese do to remove the toxins from their body, and they don't have breakfast until later in the morning. So that's a great way to do, you know, start the day. And I'm starting to do that more and more just to get my body feeling better in a way and to clean the toxins and whatever COVID is left inside of me. And since I went to Marrakesh, I've been drinking a lot of mint tea during the day. And usually I'm a coffee girl. I will drink coffee or English tea. But having this, I don't know, I just feel healthier. I don't know if it's just because it's mint tea, even though I do have some sugar in it. I also got myself a new speaker, which I can talk to. So whilst reading a book, which I've started doing again, I listen to some jazz or to Madonna to calm me. And I've been so busy with work and personal tasks that I wasn't taking the time just to relax and just to, you know, chill. Like I would watch TV, but I'd also have my computer on my lap and be doing admin and doing work. So whilst I had COVID, I couldn't concentrate watching TV or watching movies. So I started reading the book, started listening to music, and that helped calm me down a lot. And I'm endeavoring to continue with this new routine. Plus, because I got the speaker, I have to use it. And I do like saying, hey, Siri, play something. So find something that will work for you. It may be more exercise or reading or meditating. Whatever it is, find something that suits your lifestyle now. So it might not be what you were doing like 20 years ago or 10 years ago. Find something that suits you now at this time. The first one you may pick may not be the one for you, but keep trying until you feel up and you remove that kind of feeling of funkness. And give yourself time. That's my second tip. So don't pressure yourself to do everything. It won't help you finish your task, especially if you're not feeling motivated and you're feeling lethargic. So create to-do lists, you know, noting which parts of the list are something to do on your next action list. And what are your someday maybe list? And then start going through the next action list one by one. So each time you finish a task, which is, you know, that will motivate you or make you feel great because you finished a task. and then move on to the next task. And then every so often look at the someday maybe pile and then maybe do it, you know, one day. And remember, if you can't finish a task today, move it to the next day or the next week. I have to get a poof filled and two pictures framed. They're in my car, ready to take to the relevant shops, but I have to get motivated to go to that part of Dubai to get them done. It's on my list and will be done soon, but I'm not going to be hard on myself for now to go immediately just because I can't be motivated. On a side note, if you have a poof, do not get those ball fillers that you can get from Amazon and other shops, because I did that last night. I then ended up spending half an hour trying to hoover up those bloody balls because they wouldn't go up. It wouldn't go in the poof and fill it up. It was the worst thing ever. It was, and I was so tired, and it was just the worst thing ever. So do things like that. Don't do silly things like me. Go to a shop and get it done, which is what I've done before with poofs. I've gone to a shop and they do it and it's not that much money. So I don't know why I wasted money on this. I don't know what I did. See, I have brain fog. This is COVID related. Anyway, so do things, but don't do stupid things like me. Just remember, don't do silly things like me, like putting ball fillers into poofs. Get someone else to do it for you. It's easier and cheaper, but get motivated to go and do those kind of things. And don't be hard on yourself if you do make a mistake like me. I'm not hard on myself. I just take the piss out of myself all the time. Anyway, next thing is to figure out what's not working for you. So for the next few weeks, start being aware of what is not working for you within your life, whether it be having certain friends, following certain people on social media, having 5 cups of coffee every day, or even checking your email every minute. If something in your life is not working for you, remove it from your life and make a note as well of what those things are that you remove from your life so that you have that as a benchmark to look at every so often when you feel demotivated or you feel bad for doing whatever you've done, you know, whatever you've removed. You can put it in a notebook, whether electronically or manually, and then just keep on adding to the list, and it'll motivate you and make you feel happier that you've got that thing out of your life, that you've removed that toxic thing, because it most probably was toxic, whatever it was that you have, you know, figured out what's not working for you. The next thing is to declutter the excess stuff. So walk around with a dustbin bag or a cardboard box and just start picking up items that you do not like or do not make you happy. And you can also do a mini declutter in certain areas of your home. So you can focus on a shelf or a coffee table and spend 15, 20 minutes decluttering the items into the trash, donate or recycle bins. And if you just do that every day or every few days, the amount of areas that you will remove and the amount of stuff that you'll remove from your life will make you feel happier and lighter. And it's a great pick-me-up just to declutter things that you don't need in your home. You'll feel so much better for it, and less lethargic as well, especially if you've got a lot of things in certain areas. So do that simple task. Do it, you know, if you can't do it every day, do it twice a week. And then, you know, let me know how you do with this mini declutter. And my final tip is, because once again, I was inundated with empty boxes in a client's house yesterday. So get rid of the empty boxes. Just do it. No, you don't need them. You could do like what some organizers do and reuse the boxes and cupboards. You could do that if the box fits and you can put stuff in it. Otherwise, put the boxes into the recycle bin. Now, I am looking at you and telling you now, you don't need the shoe boxes. You don't need the phone boxes. You don't need the AirPod boxes, even though those AirPod boxes are very useful for putting stationery into them in drawers. But if you're not clever at doing that kind of stuff, just get rid of the boxes. If you're not going to sell the stuff, get rid of the boxes. And if you're keeping boxes because of a vase or a toaster, you don't need to. Movers will bring packing material with them and they'll wrap everything properly for you and do it all for you. Or you can buy bubble wrap from Amazon or from shops and wrap everything when you're moving. And I mean, how often do you move that you need to keep all these boxes that are taking up valuable real estate in your house? So get rid of that. It's the Boxes are a major funk in people's lives, in people's homes. You know, they just keep them and keep them. And they're like, we're going to use them or we're going to sell the item. And then you never do because you never have the energy to sell the item. So get rid of those boxes. Free up a lot of valuable real estate and feel less funky with all these empty boxes everywhere. So these are my top tips to get you out of your current funk. Let me know what you're doing and how you're working to get out the funk out of your life. And let me know if these tips work for you as well. I always love to hear when people send me messages and tell me about what they're doing to motivate them to get out of the funk or to declutter or to organize their life. So let me know. Now, finally, I have a favor to ask today. I would love it if you listen to the podcast and you love it, if you could just write a short review on the podcast player that you are listening to. So if that's Apple Podcasts, they have a section where it says write a review. Even on Audible, Spotify, Anchor, all of them, they have a review bit. It would be amazing if you could spend a few minutes just to write a review for me on the podcast, as it will help me on the rankings and get more listeners and just boost my ego. I would just love to have my ego boost right now. So if you could do that, I would really, really appreciate it. Thanks for listening as always, and I will talk to you next week. And if you do have any suggestions for podcast episodes, let me know as well in the comment box. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.